Good afternoon and welcome to City Connections. City Connections is brought to you by the City of Great Falls. Our show provides a behind-the-scenes look into the inner workings of your local government. You will hear firsthand from dedicated professionals who provide the services and programs you depend on to live, work, and play in Great Falls. I am your host, Lenny Klasner, Communications Specialist for the City of Great Falls. Today, I would like to welcome my guest, Tom Makuta. Tom is the Deputy Director of the Planning and Community Development Department. He is here today to talk about the city's role in business development. Welcome, Tom. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lanny. I appreciate getting a chance to talk to you.
Recently, Great Falls has seen many new business developments, which is good for Great Falls. And while the city doesn't recruit new businesses to Great Falls, they do have an important role. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what your department's role is in business development?
Our office is really the best place to start for anybody looking to a business in Great Falls. And the reason is we're so diverse in what we do. We have planners in the office who make sure that if you want to do a business, that you're zoned appropriately to do that business venture. We have experts in the building department side of our office to handle questions about electrical work and plumbing work and mechanical work and how to submit plans for review. So we have a lot of expertise on the building side as well. And then a lot of businesses are going to need licensing from the local government, and we handle all the licensing in Great Falls. So we provide really what I would call kind of a one-stop shop for businesses looking to get established.
And I know one of kind of the hot things that's been happening lately is a home-based business. People are, you know, with COVID, more working at home. What if somebody wanted to go about having a home-based business? What would they do?
Yeah, that's a big trend these days is people looking to start home businesses as more people realize they can telecommute and be up and running. So what our office offers is what's called a home occupation permit. It is an administrative permit that we issue to allow somebody to get up and running and be legal with the city for a home business. Essentially, all you need to do is submit an application. There's a $55 filing fee for it. It then gets reviewed by staff in anywhere between 2 to 3 days to a week tops. And then you're given essentially an approval to operate a home business in Great Falls. There are a few guardrails. We want to make sure that since you're in a residential neighborhood that essentially you're operating out of your house, but it feels like a residence. So there are some requirements regarding things like outside storage, things like not having high traffic uses for your business, but it's a great place for somebody to get a business up and running until they're ready to take the next step, which is to take maybe that home business model that works successfully and find a commercial spot for it.
So, kind of jumping on that, the next step. Someone's deciding to maybe expand their home business, or they're coming into Great Falls wanting to start a new business. What are some of the process they have to go through in order to be zoned and have their property be ready for business?
Yeah, the first thing for that person to do is just give us a call, because the scope of what somebody wants to do really dictates the process that they follow. If they just want to find a space to lease in an existing commercial building and the building is essentially move-in ready, all they need to do is get what's called a safety inspection certificate. You apply for those at the fire department, but they're reviewed here. We look at two things on safety inspection certificates. We look to make sure your property is zoned appropriately to have business. And we have a lot of zoning districts where businesses are allowed. So that's typically not going to be an issue. And we also will go inside the building and in what's called the common space of the building just to make sure that the life safety of the building is acceptable to have you in there as well as any customers that may go. The safety inspection certificate process is administrative, again, so no public hearings. And again, it typically takes a few days up to a week to run a SIC, as we call it, through the system. Then you get a certificate and you're up and running. If you want to do something more complicated, you want to build a new building in Great Falls, you want to do a building addition, maybe you want to change what that building used to be purposed for, you'll want to talk to us as well. And the reason is we handle all the permitting in the city of Great Falls. We're a one-stop shop for every permit that you'll need. So for instance, you need to upgrade an electrical service. Maybe that's all you need to do. You get an electrical permit with us. You want to build a brand new commercial building. We will take you from beginning to end, from your vision for what you want to build all the way through you occupying that building and be open for business. We do all the permit review at the city. And the good thing about our office is because we're a relatively small community and we're not overwhelmed with construction, we have a steady clip, but we're not overwhelmed, we can provide a lot of personal attention for somebody's new building project. And people do comment that they get a lot of attention with our staff in terms of walking people through the process.
What is the city's role in the type of businesses that come to Great Falls? Because I get that question a lot. You know, I hear it out in the community. So can you maybe touch base on that a little bit?
I probably get that question too, more than anything else that I receive in Great Falls, as well as other places I've worked. It's how come we can't get an Olive Garden or a Kohl's or some other business that maybe people really, really want to have. The city doesn't have a role in the type of business that happens. It's all controlled by the price of real estate and whether that business thinks that Great Falls is a great market opportunity. Our role is to make sure that when that business does come to Great Falls, that it is safe from a fire code standpoint, from a building code standpoint, that the public can rely on the building to be safe, and that it has adequate parking, it has good landscaping, it's properly zoned, so it's not going to affect residences. So we review the business as if the name doesn't matter. It's, is the business going to be safe, and is the property going to be used effectively? We may hope it's an Olive Garden as opposed to something else, but we don't control that. The market controls that.
Okay. Like I said, that's just something that I hear from time to time. So when a new business does come here, I'm hearing from you, from the home-based business side all the way to the more commercial, larger businesses, that Great Falls really tries to be business friendly. What are some of the things that you've done to help support businesses that are coming to Great Falls?
Yeah, what I'd say is if you have the perspective of living in other places and working in other places, you can kind of compare Great Falls to those places. My observations are a lot of communities don't allow home-based businesses without public hearings. If you want to locate a home business in a residential area, you may be at it for a couple months before you get approval in other places. In Great Falls, we offer an administrative path. Also, our fees tend to be lower than other communities for processing applications that do require review. We do compare ourselves to Bozeman and Billings and Missoula and other places, and we consistently are lower. So the fees do matter, and they are lower. We're also a one-stop shop for permitting. That's really important, and we've really taken great strides to try to consolidate everything in one spot. In a lot of places, you're bumped from department to department. You have to talk to them independently, and then you have to coordinate all that. Whereas in here, we offer planners, we offer building people, we offer inspectors, we have an engineer in-house, and so you can go to our space and get all your questions answered. We're also pretty quick on turnaround times. Again, in a lot of communities, in certain states, you may be trying to get a land use request, whether you want to divide property or zone property. It may take a year to 18 months in other places. For us, it's about 3 or 4 months, and that's fast in the world in which I operate in planning. We also really don't have significant design standards regarding what I call the aesthetics of review. some communities have really, really heavy standards, and it takes a while for projects to get up and running. We have guidelines that are administered by staff, not committees. And as a result, again, you're working just with the staff, and you're working with your business person and architect, and things tend to go faster. So I think those are a lot of things that Great Falls offers that other places do not.
But that's a concerted effort. I know that you've had some town hall meetings, and you've worked with different contractors to get feedback on how to work within that process. So it's not something that just, you know, magically happened overnight, but it's something that you guys are continually working for to be more efficient.
Yeah, it's taken a few years for us to look at our development review process, and that effort was led by the city manager's office to provide us overall guidance. And then we looked at ways that we could be more business friendly and make our review process run more smoothly. And it has taken tremendous effort. What I would like to convey to the people listening is that, you know, sometimes we do get feedback from particularly outside people who do business in other communities where they say, my goodness, your process works well. You know, we work in communities across the country, and here are the things that you're doing that are being done differently than other people that make Great Falls a good place to work. We heard that recently from Starbucks. They work everywhere. But they did comment that our process was really smooth, and they complimented us for making sure that the process was streamlined but still safe.
Well, and that's the important part for people to understand, again, going back to the city's role, is that when businesses come in, when you're doing the inspections, when you're doing permitting, you're making sure that the residents are safe going into these establishments.
Yeah, it's really important. That is government's role. Government's role is to protect public health, safety, and welfare of the residents. And we take the job really seriously. That's why we have codes and ordinances. We administer them as diligently and fairly as we can, but we want to administer them in a way that's really understood by the people we work with. It's important that they know why we're doing what we're doing, as opposed to the city's just making me do this. So we're always trying to educate and say, here's why we have a code requirement to do this, and here's why it matters.
Well, and I think for the most part, people understand the why behind it and what the safety importance of it is, then they'll follow through. But when you think it's just another restriction and you don't know the background to it, I think having that educational piece is important. And having people assigned to a project that can walk people through, I think makes the whole process a little easier because it is, there's a lot of steps you have to go through, especially if you have a larger company that you're starting as opposed to maybe the home-based business. But having city staff to walk you through is important.
Yeah, what I try to explain to people that I work with is, for some customers, it's the only time that they will ever work with their local government. They may never enter City Hall again, but they have to enter City Hall for that one thing they want to do. So that experience needs to be a positive experience for those folks, as opposed to fitting their stereotype about, oh gosh, government got me again. So we take it really seriously. Customer service is really the biggest thing that we try to strive for.
Okay, well, as we're wrapping up, I just want you to explain where you're located at, because you've alluded to coming into the office.
Yes.
Where is your office located?
Yeah, we are in the downtown Civic Center, right at Park Drive and Central, the beautiful, iconic building. And we're in room 112 of the downtown Civic Center. So please stop by our office if you have thoughts regarding businesses in Great Falls. We'd be glad to talk to you. And obviously, you can contact us via email on our website if you prefer to do it that way.
Okay. Well, Tom, thank you for joining me today. And thank you for your service to the residents of Great Falls. And thank you for tuning in to City Connections. I hope this behind-the-scenes look gave you insight into how your local government works. Please share what you've learned today with your friends, family, and coworkers. As always, you can stay up to date on city events and programs by following us on Facebook at City of Great Falls or visiting our website at greatfallsmt.net. Again, I'm your host, Lanny Klasner. Until next time, stay connected and informed.